Oh, Tiffany, you and your doot-doot-doodles.
My doot-doot-doodles. You were doot-doot-doodling along with
me. Yeah, you know, you got to feel that energy, right?
Well,
right.
It's Monday.
That's right. That's right. So hello and happy Monday, everyone out there. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
You know, everyone in the world, you know, took the day off. Nobody was working, but not you and me, Tiff, right?
Oh, and by the way, yes. I won a raise.
You won?
I want a raise.
Oh, you know
what?
You're
making me work holidays.
Life is better when you want things. So if I just gave it to you, then you would be without want. I would never take that away from you. That joy of wanting, desiring, fighting for things, desiring things, that's what merely makes the struggle.
So when do I get it?
No, you can never get it.
I can never get it.
No, you have to keep striving for it. And that's what makes life special. That's what makes me so wonderful to work with, because you're never going to get that raise.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm with you now.
All right. See, that's your path to happiness right there.
Always wanting, but can't quite get it.
No, because as soon as you get there, then you're bored. You need something else to fight for. All right. So that's why I'm just going to say no to you. There you go. All right.
And one of our shows was saying no.
Yeah, there you go. And your response is with a big smile. That's what's beautiful about it. Excellent. I'm happy for you, Tiff. So hello and happy Monday out there, everyone in Radio Land. You're tuned into WRLR 98.3 FM. If you can't find us on your radio at 98.3 FM, find it on the internet, WRLR.FM. It's not .com, not .org, .FM. It's where all the cool cats hang out on the internet.
Oh,
right? Yeah,
that's the radio stations.
Yeah, exactly.
FM radio stations.
That's right. Yeah, but who cares about them? They want to listen to this show particularly.
You know, what would be kind of nice, though?
If
there was a podcast.
Yes, wouldn't it be?
Wouldn't it be awesome? Cool.
Wouldn't it be awesome if we could somehow take our show after the show is done?
Right.
Take it I don't know, they call it making a recording of it or something.
Okay.
And then put it in another place where people could have access to it forever.
Forever.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Like anywhere.
Yeah. That's kind of like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter stuff.
Wow.
You know. But you know what, Tiff?
What?
Today's your lucky day because it's happening.
It is.
Yes. We're all over the place.
We are?
You can listen to our podcast, Bacon Bits with Master Happiness, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like Spotify?
Of course it's like Spotify. It is Spotify.
Apple. iHeartRadio?
Yes. Amazon.
Wow.
Google.
Wow.
Almost everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find Bacon Bits with Master Happiness.
Now I really want a raise.
All right, I'll double your salary. All right?
Yeah, you're going to be 20% of what I'm making now.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. And if you're not tuned in, then turn on your radio, tune in, or turn on the internet. I'll give you a second. All right, that's long enough. All right, you should have been able to doesn't take that long to type in WRLR.FM. Wait for it. All right, see, now up in the right-hand corner, there's a little button that says live. Click on that. You're listening to us. All right, and so if you're already listening, you're like, I've already done that. I don't have to do this. That's okay. That gave you enough time to go to the bathroom, and now you're back, and we're going to start the show.
All righty.
All right, you ready, Tiff?
I'm ready.
Are you?
I think so.
Excellent. So, if you've never tuned into the show before, we'll give you the brief rundown. We understand that there's plenty of reasons to be sad, to be angry, to be afraid in life. Happiness is outnumbered 3-1. So we've got to fight for our happiness. We've got to find these shortcuts to happiness. So that's what our show is. We're going to help you navigate those paths of happiness, help you find your own way to find your own inner bacon, your own happiness, right? And when we talk about the bacon, we're not talking about the bacon for chewing.
We're not?
No, we're talking about
the bacon for doing.
That's right. Every week we tackle a subject matter, something we want to talk about, something that troubles the masses, or it's just
Troubles Tiffany.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's sometimes even more than troubles the masses. And what we do is we solve all those problems with bacon, B-A-C-O-N. And today, what we're going to do is we're not talking about a problem as much as a mindset, a way of facing the world, a reminder to us about when we're like, things aren't going our way. We ask ourselves, are we following this three-step plan? Okay, and the plan is pleasure, purpose, and participation.
Hmm.
All right, I want you to think about that. Pleasure, purpose, and participation. And you ask yourself, are you following that three-part plan to make life just a little bit better? Okay, you could also say, some people might say instead of pleasure, you might say passion, purpose, and participation. But you're going to get it as we go through it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about how important that is to understand our purpose, or understand that we want to create a purpose for ourselves. We want to find things that bring us pleasure, Okay. And we want to participate. We actually want to do it. We want to stop talking about it and actually get up out of our seat and actually do things. That's the participation. So that's where we get the pleasure, purpose, and participation.
The participation.
You like that.
I do. That's another big word.
It's almost like a tongue twister. Pleasure, purpose, participation. All right. And pimento for those, you like pimento or pimento loaf?
I really don't.
No, I don't know if anyone does. I think that's one of those things that there's only one pimento loaf out there, and it gets passed around from deli to deli. No one actually ever eats
it. My mom used to get it when we were kids.
Yeah.
And she, of course, was the only one that ate it because no one else liked it.
Same with fruitcake. Do you know anyone who likes fruitcake?
My grandma used to get us fruitcake every Christmas, and I was the only one that ate it.
Oh, all right. So I was thinking, man, your grandmother ate fruitcake, your mother ate pimento loaf, and what was the strange thing you ate? Probably nougat. Okay.
What's wrong with nougat?
Nothing. It's one of those mysterious things that nobody knows where it really came from. It's a legendary beast. It's like something between the toenails of some dragon or something. That's where nougat comes from. All right. Doesn't that make it sound tasty?
Yeah. Why don't you like nougat?
I don't say I don't like it. I just said it's mystical.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like nougat.
I do like nougat. Tell me something that nougat is in.
Candy bars.
There you go. How could I not like that?
Right.
Exactly. So we love nougat.
I think it's in Payday. The Payday candy bar, I believe so.
Okay, could be. All right. Anyway, we'll get back to nougat and pimento loaf and asparagus and whatever else you want to talk about in another show. But right now, we're going to get back to pleasure, purpose,
and participation.
Atta girl, you said that so perfect. So we're going to apply bacon to it. And I want to run through the BACON right away, just kind of explain it, and then we'll go back piece by piece and go into greater detail on those. All right? This way, if people are sick and tired of our show, they can leave early. Okay? All right. So the B is this. Be patient. When we're looking for things that bring us pleasure, looking for things where we're trying to identify our purpose or we want to participate, sometimes it takes a little bit longer than we want it to. So in order to succeed, I want us to remember to just be patient. That's B. A is act with kindness. Okay, always a good thing, right?
Yeah, to do all the time.
Exactly. If you find pleasure in hurting other people,
that's not good.
You're doing something wrong. Okay, so let's not do that. Act with kindness. C is create connections and cough. Okay, C is create connections because we're in this world as a part of a team, a community, a family, a group of friends. So it's always important to make connections because when you are doing these things that are important to you, you're not always going to succeed or you're not always going to hit the levels, the goals that you want to. So what you're going to want to do is want to make sure that you have connections, people to help you, people to cheer you on. All right.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Oh, Marty.
You like thanks, Tiff. There you go. You get 21%. All right. Oh, organize your life. Okay.
Whoa.
Spend a little time. Stop waking up every day and going, let's see what happens. No, organize your life. Get a plan together. All right. That's the whole purpose. You like that?
Alrighty. That's a hard one though.
All right. Sometimes it is. But maybe we'll find some shortcuts there.
That could be another show.
It could be.
All right.
You know, why don't we just end today's show, go back home, and then we'll come back later and do a whole separate show on just that, the letter O. Today's show was brought to you by the letter O. All right. Oh. All right. And the letter N is nurture your passions. Nurture your passions. Okay, so in other words, what we want to do is those things that drive us, those things that push us forward, those things that make us want to wake up in the morning and get excited and dance and sing, we want to continue to nurture them. We don't want those to become the boring part of life. We don't want those to be like, I got to do that again.
Yeah.
All right, so we want to nurture that. All right.
Because if you have a passion, that's probably God's way of telling you that's what you should be doing.
Yes, yes. I'm concurring with you there.
Yay.
There is something called, you ever hear of the Ikigai?
Nope.
No, and she shakes her head. No. All right. It is a Japanese, it's four intertwining circles that talk about the things you love to do, the things you're good at, the things the world needs, and the things you can get paid for. That's the Ikigai. And if you can find something where all four overlap the center, that's your ideal thing that you should be doing for a living, let's say. That's your purpose in life.
You're really big in that,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes.
On your website, you have something like that.
Exactly,
too.
Exactly. And so I look at that, and so what I try to do is I looked at that formula, and I love that so much, but I said, what I want to do is take the money out a little bit and look at the other three, what I love to do, what I'm good at, and what the world needs, and kind of look at something where I can say I'm proud of what I'm doing. This is something that for some reason I got really good at. It brings me joy and I'm helping other people. money will always come later. I don't want to, so many times when I'm talking to people, I try to keep money out of the equation in the beginning. Later, what we do is we talk about money and how can you make more money at the things that, that bring you joy. But what I wanted to talk about when we talk about passion is I believe passion, your true passion, falls in between the things you love to do and the things that bring you a lot of joy. All right, there are things that, if you can find those things that cross over, that's your true passion in life.
So what was it?
It's the things that bring you true joy,
bring you happiness,
right? And the things that you love to do. Or, I'm sorry, the things that you're really good at doing.
There we go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bring you joy and what you're good at.
And what you're good at, right? Because there's plenty of things that bring you joy, but you might not be great at doing. All right? Let's say I love great movies. I love watching movies. Okay? But that does not necessarily mean that I would be great at making movies. All right? And so just because I really enjoy watching them, and I could say, I enjoy watching them, and I'm really good at watching movies. You know, I'm really quiet. I don't bother myself. You know? But if you, so I want you to think about those kind of things. I always said I love the idea of grilling. I love standing in front of the grill, you know, with a steak or burgers.
Really?
Oh, I love it. It's that man thing. It's that, you know, that whole purpose. I'm going to stand in front of this grill and cook. I love that. I love eating a perfectly cooked steak. Okay. And those are things I love. But although I can grill and I enjoy the steak, I've never really made what I would consider a great steak. It's something that I think over time I could learn how to do that and really perfect my skills on the grill and become better at that. But then I have to ask, is that something that I really want to do? Okay. Mm. Is it something that is learning how to become a better at cooking a steak? Is that something that is going to bring me joy? So you see the difference?
I do.
Okay.
I think when you make your steak, I don't understand what you don't think is the best way of doing it. Is it like, is it the flavor? Is it the temperature that it's cooked at? I don't know what it's...
Like, I cook the steak and it ends up being like chewy.
Hmm.
Okay? And it's just not right. I'm like, I've had better steaks in my life.
Could it be the actual meat itself?
Sorry, I got a little bit of a cough here. I guess it could be.
Like, not a good piece of...
Yeah, but then I hear some people say, no, you don't want the best piece. You know, they marinate it and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't have time to marinate it. Just throw it on the fire and cook it.
Well, that could be... Okay, my professional opinion?
Yes.
It's not your passion to get that steak right.
No, it's not. No, I don't want to take
it. You enjoy doing it, but you just don't want to get quite that far to making it perfect.
No, it's... You know, and maybe if I really got into it and just... Like, if I took a class on it and went somewhere where they were showing us how the step-by-step, I might go, this is pretty cool. This is fun, but...
They actually marinated.
Yeah. But in the meantime, nah. Okay. I don't want to do it.
All right.
I don't want to do it. Okay. Wow, I had some cough drops on me.
I saw you bring them in from the car.
And I don't know what I did. Oh, no.
Would you like a mint?
No, I've got one right here. I found it.
That's why I have my mint, so I don't start hacking.
Okay, good, good. Hopefully, they won't hear me. Can you hear that?
No.
All right, good. All right, so back to this. So your passion, like I said, is that combination of what you're good at. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the show. This might be the Tiffany show.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to take over.
Yes.
The pressure.
Yes. So it's your passion is that combination of what you like to do or what brings you joy and what you're good at. Okay. That's your passion. When you talk about the mission, your mission in life.
Ooh.
Your mission in life is the combination of the things that bring you joy and the things that the world needs.
Joy and what the world... Yeah, I'm taking notes.
Yeah, I see that. I think everyone in Radio Land is going, Tiffany must be taking notes.
She's actually not talking. Mission is the combo of joy and...
And what brings you joy and what the world needs.
What the world
needs. So this is according to you, what do you think the world needs and what is something that brings you joy? That ends up becoming your mission in life.
Mission.
And if you can become better and better at that, okay, then it all can also be your passion.
Hmm. This is going to be a fun one, isn't it?
It is, because it's early in the show and I'm already hacking up a lung over here. All right. So.
Poor you.
I was all fine until I started talking.
Exactly.
So
you're totally
fine. If I sit over in the corner quietly, it's all good. Okay. So, Tiffany.
Alrighty.
Why don't you, I'll tell you what, let's give you a minute to talk. Give us a quote a little bit about what you dug up about pleasure, purpose, and participation.
All right. Would you like me to talk very slow?
Yeah. See if you can do this quote in 32 minutes.
32 minutes. Yeah. Okay. The very purpose of our life is to seek happiness.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who said that?
The Dalai Lama.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Well, hello, Dolly. All right. So isn't that it? So the very purpose in life is to seek
happiness.
Right.
And you're the master of happiness, yeah. So you already found it.
No, I'm not the master of happiness, remember? Master happiness. I am learning to master happiness like everyone else. We've only been doing this for a couple of years, Tiff. You'd think you'd know that one by now.
Yeah, well.
I'm trying to get better at happiness. Right now, I'm trying to get over a cough. Okay.
Okay.
So, that's exactly it. What we want to do is we want to search for happiness. So, with that, this is what I want to dig into this more again. Pleasure, purpose, and participation. There are plenty of things in our life that bring us pleasure, right? There are lots of things that we do that we're like, I really enjoy doing this. I like doing this. I like doing that. Oftentimes, those types of things don't have an ultimate goal. We don't have a purpose for doing
those
things.
You just enjoy doing
it,
yeah. Like traveling.
Exactly.
There's no purpose or anything, but just enjoy doing it.
But gotcha. There could be a purpose in that. If your purpose is...
Tiffany's Adventures?
Yeah, Tiffany's Adventures, right. If your purpose is, I want to expand my mind, I want to learn new things, okay? Here we go. I'm going to say every 10 words, I'll cough. If I want to share with the world some of the things I know.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, this will be good. You get a tickle in the back of your throat. You can't get rid of it. So you might have a purpose. Your pleasure might be purposeful versus some people are like, I just want to go and travel. And my whole purpose is I just gonna, because it's going to make me happy, which I guess is okay. But a greater purpose in life is to be able to help other people. We've talked about this plenty of times before on the show. The greatest happiness always comes from helping other people.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking at Tiffany like going, jump in before I start coughing again. She nods her head. So
there's one thing,
go ahead.
A quote.
Please jump in.
Don't mistake pleasure for happiness. They're two different breeds of dogs.
Oh, I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Right. Because just because something brings us pleasure, it could be short term. Just like we've talked about before, lust and love are two different things.
Right.
Some things are short lived. They can bring us momentary happiness. Oh, my God. Wow. Now it's really going around the office. Anyone else?
This is going to be a fun one.
Anyone else in the studio here want to sneeze or cough? That would be awesome. All right. Now it's warm in here. Anyway, so yes, there's a definite difference between happiness and pleasure. Pleasure is more of a, let's say, a physical feeling.
No.
You can kind of definitely identify it, whereas happiness or joy feels like it's something that is a greater feeling deep down inside of us.
And lasts longer,
right. And we can find, I believe, more happiness in watching people, helping other people. We might be able to find pleasure, but again, it's short-lived in those kind of things. All right, so find what brings us pleasure, all right, brings us even that momentary joy. Do those types of things, but do those where it has greater purpose. Is it going to help us grow as individuals? Is it going to help us help other people? All right, what is your purpose in some of the things that bring you pleasure? So, Tiff, give me an idea of something that you would say is pleasurable for you, something that you like. And remember, keep it clean.
Girls' trips.
Okay. How does that bring you pleasure?
Because a bunch of girls just get around and talk about...
Boys.
Pretty much.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. It's pleasurable because You hang out with your girlfriends. You don't get to see them. And it's an escape from reality, right? Okay.
Right on the head.
All right. So when you think about this, the great purpose of it might be that you need to relax and reset your brain. You need to move away from reality and not let that drown you in the mundane day-to-day, right? And so you need this little girl's trip, which is pleasurable. And the purpose is to remind you why you are working so hard so you can afford these kind of girl trips.
Wow. You're good.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So the last one there is participation. How many times, and not even necessarily with you and these girl trips, but how many times have you chatted with people? Sorry. How many times have you chatted with people and you said, wow, this would be really great if we got together. Man, I could really use the break from work. We need to escape. This would be super duper if we did this. We would have so much fun. Of course we'd have so much fun. And then you just never plan it, right?
Oh.
You just never do it.
Yes.
And so that's leaving out the participation. So it's identifying what's going to give you pleasure, understanding the purpose of it, and then actually going out and doing it, the participation.
I had met this this girl at a party. And we hit it off. Super sweet. Hi, Vanessa. And she moved from New York to Chicago maybe 2 or 3 years ago, so not real long ago. And we were just talking, hit it off, and exchanged numbers and, of course, connected on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And we were going to make plans to get together and have dinner downtown because she loves it down there and she knows a bunch of nice places and stuff. And we still connect and say good morning and hi and how you doing and stuff. But other than that, we have not actually made a commitment of going out to dinner and hanging out. So we talk about it and sounds really fun and everything, but we haven't made plans to do the participation.
And so maybe what it comes down to is this, is that what you believe the pleasure would be, somewhere deep down in the back of your mind, you might go, it's not going to be that fun.
No, I really don't want to go into the city.
Okay, well, so that's it. So you're not gonna find real pleasure in that part of it.
Oh, no.
You know,
but I enjoy being with her, and we have so much fun talking and stuff. That
but think about
if
this.
I stepped up, I know I'd have a good.
But what
time.
If she said rather than going to the city, let's go out to Lake County somewhere?
Oh,
you'd be all over that.
I probably would be.
All right. So there is a portion of that you don't find pleasurable, so you don't push for it.
Wow.
Okay. There might be a portion of it that she doesn't find pleasurable. So she's still at that point of, yeah, we'll just talk about it. We'll just talk about it. You know, I always think about this is when we go to a wedding or something, or you run into somebody, you know, at a funeral, okay, where at those weddings and funerals are those places where you reconnect with people you haven't seen in forever, right? And you're like, oh, man, we haven't seen each other forever. We got to get together. We got to do this. And you all sit there going, yeah, because we're going to recreate the old days. We have such a good time. It would be pleasurable to be to connect again. What would be the purpose? To reconnect, to remind ourselves of the good old days, right? And then you end up never participating. You never end up doing it because you really think that that's strong enough.
Oh.
And those kind of things outweigh what which is currently bringing us pleasure. Or what is currently giving us purpose in our life.
Hmm.
If you were in a point in your life where you had no friends.
Oh.
You know. Do that face. All right. If you were in a point in your life where you had no friends or very few friends, all your friends were gone, right? So you got no purpose at this point in time, right? You're like, I don't have anybody. I'm hanging out. I'm doing fine. I'm not depressed, but I'm not happy either. Then you ran into someone like this. It would be a lot easier for you to say, yes, let's do this. But unfortunately, we've got enough going on in our life, usually with our current friends, the people around us, that bring us pleasure. We feel purposeful, and so we don't have to participate in those other things.
Hmm.
Does that kind of make a little more sense?
Yeah,
okay.
It does.
Good.
A Tiffany story.
Please.
Is that okay?
Please.
Okay.
Anything to stop me from coughing.
I didn't know with the time.
No.
And stuff.
We're good.
After I got married, I haven't been hanging out with my friends all that much. And so we started drifting away. And I'm like, you know what? I want my friends back. So I did. I reached out. We started hanging out. Now we hang out a lot, and I've made new friends that I hang out to. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I did it because I am just so happy with the reconnection of all friends.
Well, that's cool. I always picture you as that you're the one who creates the party. You're the one who says, calls everyone and say, hey, we said we were going to get together. Let's do that.
Not all the time, but yes. I don't know if I'm the majority, but yes, I am one of them.
I am one of them. And I think every group of friends needs at least one of those people.
Yeah.
And it's always rough when sometimes when you're that person and you feel no one else is, then you kind of say, well, is no one else really feeling as much pleasure getting together as I, or are they just too lazy? They don't plan.
If I plan, they go.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like, I don't really want to go, and then they cancel. If I do plan something, they're there. They show up.
Great.
If another friend, of course, I'm there.
All right. Give us another quote, Tiff.
Another quote.
Please.
Everyone has the same life purpose, which is the quest of happiness for oneself and for others.
Beautiful. Who said that? That sounds like one of our forefathers.
Robert Thurman.
All right, there you go. Sure.
Do you know him?
Yeah, he hung out with Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, sure. All right, yeah. Robert Thurman, I think he invented the thermometer.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that must
guy.
Be it. Yeah, him, yeah. All right, so there we go. We just lost 30 more listeners.
Okay. I hope they're not the ones from Europe.
But right, no. So let's go with B, be present, all right? Let's
be present.
Yeah, be present.
For B?
Yeah. What'd you think it was?
I thought it was be patient.
No, be present.
Oh, I wrote the wrong. I thought it was be patient.
That's all right, but be patient. Be patient. You'll get it right. It's be present.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm. I might
now
have said be patient.
Now we're going to have to go back.
That's all right, and then we'll edit that out. Anyway, be present. All right, the first step towards finding pleasure in life is being present in the moment. All right.
I think I'd be patient.
Yeah, do you? Well, because I think because you are always thinking of the future, thinking of the past and stuff like that. And I think it's important to reflect on the past, to be grateful for what has happened, be grateful for the lessons we've learned. It's important to look towards the future for what could happen. But it's most important to say what's happening during our day, what's happening right now. What are the things I should be doing that are going to bring me pleasure, bring me happiness right now?
Right now.
Or the things that I need to work on so that in the future, I'm more prepared for the life that I want.
Hmm.
All right?
Okay.
And so that's about being present.
Present.
Okay? So I always encourage people, just take a moment every once in a while, that idea of take a moment to smell the roses, right? Take a moment. You drink coffee in the morning, correct?
Yes.
No. Yeah, and you're like, yes.
Well, mainly tea.
Okay. All
same
right.
thing.
What's your favorite kind of tea?
English black breakfast tea.
Okay. What does it smell like? Do you like the way it smells?
No, but I love the smell of coffee.
Okay. All right. But wait. So you don't like the smell of this tea?
There really isn't a smell.
Oh, there's got to be some smell to it, some aroma.
Okay.
All right. So, well, this is a good point.
We're going to pretend I drink coffee because I love the smell of coffee.
No. We'll touch on coffee and tea. Because you can remember this. You don't drink coffee all the time or at all, right? But could it be that you don't recognize the smell of this tea because it becomes such a habit to you?
Oh, could be.
All right. And so being in the present moment is that idea of you make your tea.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the cup, feel the heat from the cup.
Yes, I do.
All right, and just enjoy that heat and say, wow, this heat is really cool and this heat is beneficial to me. It's not just the fact that it's a warm tea. Smell the tea, okay? Get an idea of what it smells like and say, hey, this is wonderful stuff. I really like the way this smells. Try to guess some of the things that are in that tea that are making those individual notes of aromas. All right. So in other words, take time to enjoy that. When you say, I love the smell of coffee. Oh, I love that as well. I love making that coffee the first time and holding the mug with both hands really close to myself. And I don't drink it right away. I blow on it. I don't like it too hot. So I blow on it and I like watching the steam.
Fog up your glasses.
Yeah, exactly. When I wear glasses. But I love feeling the steam on my face. I love feeling the heat from the cup in my hands. I love the smell of coffee. So I can enjoy the coffee a great deal before I even taste it. And that's what we talk about being present. All right. And I want you to do that with your tea. All right. You know, you've had homework, Tiffany, and I'm going to call you on this again. Did you do the homework?
No.
It's all about being present, Tiff. And last week you promised. You were like, all right, I promise I won't do it. Well, last week was about lying, so you lied to me.
Yes, I did. Yes.
You lied?
I know, right?
You said last week you said you never lie.
No, I said I'm a bad liar.
Oh,
because
okay.
I can't lie.
All right.
So people know I'm lying.
Gotcha.
But I did do, there was a self-help book that I was reading, that I was listening to on audiobook, and it was due back to the library. So I actually wrote down it was 101 things to reform your life or restructure your life. And it was 101. So I picked out the ones that I need to work on.
Okay.
So I listened to it again.
You were going to pick out the ones that you already do. I already do that, so I'm going to congratulate myself.
No, there was quite a few that I do already.
Good.
So I didn't write those down because I already did it. But so I actually did some work. So I listened. I wrote it down. So now I could work on these.
Excellent. Okay.
So is that...
We'll count that as definitely part of your homework.
Everyone out there, he just rolled his eyes at me.
I did not roll your eyes. That's just a common reaction to everything you say, Tiff. All right. So remember what the homework was specific that you were going to do.
Sharpen, share, sharpen, and shine.
So the idea was, I like what you just did. Give me one of those things in that book that you would say that you were surprised or pleasantly surprised that you already do.
Oh goodness.
You said you had some of them.
There was quite a few. Don't judge people.
Okay.
Treat people that might be a VP or president of a company compared to someone that might work at the grocery store.
Gotcha.
Treat them the same. I do that all the time.
Okay.
Because they're people.
Right.
Everyone is people. And
okay, so that's a good reason. How could you teach somebody? How could I become better at that? What would you tell me?
You know what? It just came so natural to me. I have no idea how to teach them.
But let's just say that there was a young kid, 12, 14 years old, and you had to say, this is something, a lesson in life you have to learn. As you grow older, you're going to have to become better at this. Practice now by... And what would you say?
Everyone is the same.
Everyone
is actually...
And how would I practice that? How would I practice that so that it becomes part of me? As opposed to just saying that.
I don't know. I just do it.
This 14-year-old kid, he's treating people terribly.
Then he's grounded.
It's up to you. Come on, what would you tell him? Other than just saying, treat everyone the same. And he would say, why?
Because... love thy neighbor like you love yourself, or treat others like you want to be treated.
Okay, why?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Not for Pete's sake. It's this kid. Come on. You're talking to a kid. And he goes, why? Why should I have to do that? I don't really care. Why should I treat that guy?
Okay, so you want someone to treat you like you're treating that person?
No, because I'm better than that person. No one's going to treat me like that person.
Okay, I think I would slap him upside the head.
Oh, my gosh, Tiff. No.
Honestly.
We're supposed to show him and say, you know what? In our perspective, maybe, you may think you are better than that person, but you do understand that everyone is going to view that there's people above them and people below them.
But everyone is equal.
Right, and you have to view us as we're all equal. Some people are going to feel and they're going to act as if they're greater, but we're all great and good and wonderful in our own ways.
Why?
Why are we?
Because, I'm going to be that 14-year-old kid and throw that in.
Why are we? Or what do you mean? Or do you mean how are we? Because why are we? It's just because we're all human. We're all special. We all have very incredible gifts and abilities and talents that make us all individually incredible. Everybody has something that you just don't know. One of the secrets in life is going up to people trying to find out what their joys are. What are those things that bring them happiness? What are the things that they love to do? What are the things, because you may meet somebody who you look down upon one day and find out that not only could they end up being a close friend of yours, but they may become a mentor of yours, someone who can teach you to become a better version of yourself. There's so many great opportunities out there, but what we end up doing is we judge books by the cover instead of opening the books and learning more about individual people.
See, that even when I was in high school, there was a girl that I was close with, and she was extremely poor. Oh my gosh. This right. girl, she was 17, 16, and she worked two jobs and was going to school to support her family because her mom wasn't sure. very nice. And I was talking to her at the locker, and one of the palms.
Okay.
You know, like a snobby girl came over, and she goes, after she.
Not to say that all palms are snobby.
Yeah, yeah. She the girl I was talking to had walked away, and she came, she goes, are you really talking to her? Are you friends with her? And I turned and looked at her. I go, yes, I am. And then she's like, she turned and walked away. How someone could be like that.
Right.
But on the other hand, maybe she wasn't taught. Maybe she was always privileged.
And sometimes, and you know, what you also have to wonder is that person who's like, oh, I'm going to look down on these people. It's because they're afraid to. Because if I talk to that person who's beneath me, those people who I view who are above me are going to look down upon me. I have to constantly look superior in order to be accepted.
And I guess I didn't care how people.
Right. Yeah, and that's the whole idea that we get trapped in this social media dilemma where everyone's got to be better than the person next to them. Look at me. I'm filtering my photo and I'm doing this and I'm looking wonderful. Look at how great my life is because they're so afraid someone's going to judge them.
Wow.
Okay, and I can't be nice to someone or hang out with someone less than me because they're like, ooh, you're hanging out with them? Yeah, because you've got to go back to what brings you real pleasure, all right? What is your purpose in life? And then once you realize that, then participate. Actually go and do it.
Wow.
Okay? So the reason I was pushing you into this, and I'm sorry, Tiff, I'm not 100% sorry.
No, you're not.
I like doing this. And you know what? One of the reasons I like doing it is because you accept it. You deal with it. You've never told me afterwards, I wish you would stop doing that. Okay?
Because, Marty, I really wish you would stop doing that.
See, she never says that. is because that was the whole idea of the homework assignment, was I wanted you to shine, sharpen, and share. So what you did today was you shined. You talked about the idea that you got this book, you looked at it, and you were amazed by some of the things you read, and you said, I already do this. This is what's good about me. Tiffany is wonderful.
See, I didn't think like that.
You did shine, which is exactly what I wanted you to do.
I didn't realize. Exactly. Picked up on that.
That's it, baby. Dang. All right. That's then good. Then you told me how you sharpen yourself, because I'm reading the book, because there are plenty of things, even though there's many things in here that I'm already good at, there are plenty of things I need to improve. And I'm going out of my way to improve it. All right? And then lastly, I wanted you to go out of your way and share this any way you possibly can. You give it away, you sell it, you trade it, whatever. You try to articulate it in the best way possible. And so what you did by just bringing up the story and talking about it, you shared it not only with me, but you shared it with all the listeners. We actually had a debate, a conversation about it. And what I did was you forced me to share my ideas on what you brought to the show.
Oh.
So you did your homework perfect. You shined, sharpened, and shared. All right,
Marty.
Oh,
you're I meant to do that.
I know you did. All right. So that's what I want. That's the idea, is that you should, at the end of every day, ask yourself, how did I shine today? How did I sharpen today? How did I improve myself? And how did I share? What did I help other people with? Okay. Do that every single night. And what ends up happening, and this is what goes on with you, all right, is you go, oh, I didn't do any of that today. That's because you're not identifying. You're not looking at yourself. You don't realize the wonderfulness, the awesomeness that is Tiffany, okay, that you do shine quite a bit. You do sharpen. You're always going out of your way to learn something new, and you do enjoy sharing it with people, all right? One of the things you think about all the time is that you try really hard. You shine in the idea that every morning you wake up going, I'm going to have a great positive attitude. No matter what life is going to give me, I'm going to have a positive attitude. That's how you shine. You sharpen because every day you remind yourself of that. All right. So you're getting better and better at that all the time. And you share it because everyone you walk into, you give them that smile.
How do we meet once a week?
Yes.
And know me so freaking well. Because what you said is 100% true.
Sure.
But I don't realize that.
Right.
So how do you know that and I don't know that?
Because what we end up doing is we're our own worst or our own best critics. We beat ourselves up and we point out our own negatives. And sometimes we need other people to point out our positives.
Huh.
Okay.
You think I'm tearing up a little bit.
Don't tear up now. You know, go back to the coughing or the sneezing. I'll cough, you sneeze. All right.
Huh.
So that's what I want you to do, is just think about that. That's how wonderful you are. You do that, that type of stuff. And the reason I know that, we talk once a week. How often, how many people do you have in your life, think about this, that you spend a specific 1 hour a week talking with? Every single week.
With no one else in the room.
Exactly, right? I mean, I have my dear sister, Linda, okay?
Linda!
Yes, that calls me every Friday, and we talk for about 15 minutes. I talk with you for an hour every week.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Yeah, I know. Boy, do I know it's an hour. Wow. And so as we're doing that, we're zipping through the hour here. So I'm going to get back to this. So the B was the be present. This is where it started, and we talked, then we jumped into your homework. But that's all about being present, is paying attention what we're doing today, what's going on, how we shine, how we share, and how we sharpen, okay, every single day. A is this next thing, which is should be the shirt you always wear. Act with kindness. That's the A. It's doing something good for other people will always bring us joy. And if you say the only reason I'm going to help other people is because it makes me happy, don't view that as a bad, selfish thing. Wow, if you could devote your entire life to making other people happy because it makes you happy, then you just won in life.
And if you could do something to make other people happy and not let them know it's you.
Oh, even
like
better.
Like something simple, uh-huh. Maybe paying toll of the person behind you, or maybe getting
the I don't think you can
coffee.
Pay the toll in, behind
Oh, the they don't do that
you.
Anymore,
no.
Do they?
When was the last time you were on a toll road?
I don't like to ride that toll road, so it's been a very, very long time. But that is true. Or buying the coffee for someone.
Yes.
Or just walking in and donating. Yeah, a lot of times they have cans of, you know, donations.
Yeah,
if you don't,
right.
Drop you don't, some money
you don't
in there,
need,
and
right,
you don't need to tell everyone,
nope.
This is what I did, this
exactly.
is what I just
there
do it from the heart.
There you go.
Okay.
And it's with that kindness, because I believe when you do that, that turbocharges your feelings of excitement and happiness, when you can do it without waiting for a thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So that was A. C is create connections. And this is so important. You've got to make sure that you are constantly meeting new people. Even if you talk to somebody for 30 seconds, the information you get from that person could enrich your life or enrich their life. Just making the connections when you pass someone in the store and you just nod, you tip your, you know, nod your head at them, smile at them, could change their entire day. You know, when everything seems to be falling apart for somebody and all of a sudden they look up and they see a smiling face smiling at them, it's a wonderful thing. So you're making connections, and those connections don't have to be making a brand new best friend. It could be just a slight thing. It could be slowing down and letting somebody cut in front of you in traffic, okay?
As long as they have the directional light and they're not cutting you off.
There you go. It could be you're waiting in the grocery store and you look at the person behind you only as a couple of things. And you
I
go,
do that
yeah.
all
and
the time.
And you say, go ahead. Go
I do
in front
do that
of me.
All the time. All the time.
How about the whole idea that you've got somebody where it's an elderly person and they're ahead and you just see they've only bought a couple of things and they're digging through their purse and they're looking, and then you just go, you know what, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Save that and I'll just buy those couple of things for you. You know, just do something simple like that, because it just is going to make their day. They're going to remember that, wow, there are good people in the world.
And there's something called karma.
Yes.
Good karma
bad
karma.
And it's almost fall. It's time for karma apples, right? That's the best. Okay. Is that what you meant?
Uh-huh.
Pumpkin spice and karma apples.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
So, yes. But, and you're right. So, what you put out in the world is what you're going to attract.
Exactly.
Yes. And so, it doesn't mean that if I see somebody and I don't let them go in front of me, that's not a bad thing. The bad thing is cutting in front of somebody and saying, sorry, I got here first, you know, smacking your car into the little old lady rather than paying for her dentia cream or whatever she's buying. So just doing those kind of things. It's creating those kind of connections, just making those momentary smiles that you can share. Those are so reciprocal, because when you give them, then they can give them to other people. It energizes them. We are constantly ignored. You know, you walk through a store, think of the hundreds of people in the store with you that are ignoring you. And it's that it's almost to the point of negative energy. Or when you look at someone and they look at you and they make no face. They make no smile, no frown, nothing. Your body anticipates that as, wow, they don't care about me. And so it comes across as a negative. So instead, if you're the type of person with a pleasant attitude all the time, looking at people, waving to people, smiling, letting them go in front of you, that type of stuff, just being pleasant, those are the types of connections you want to make on a regular basis. Because again, you could end up making someone's day. You could save somebody's life. You could make a new best friend. You can learn from the person. You can expand your horizons by getting something interesting. I mean, if you're in the store, I don't know why we're talking about stores all the time, but that's what we're talking about. You see somebody pull something off a shelf and they put it in a cart and ask them, going, is that any good? Okay. I like that when I'm in the line at the grocery store and I see somebody putting something on the grocery and I go, is that any good? I saw that. I saw the commercial for that. Is that any good? I don't know. I've never tried it before. Well, that's good. I'll be back.
Here's my phone number. Yeah, call me and let me know.
I don't go that bad. I'm going to be back in the store next week at the same time. So if we run into each other, tell me how it is. And be for like going, yeah, sure I will. I'm going to switch. I'm going to move now.
It's funny because cashiers will say that to me.
Yeah.
When they're just checking out, they're like, oh, I've never tried that. How is it?
Right. And I wonder.
So I know they're just making small talk.
Right. And I wonder sometimes if it's legitimate and sometimes if it's not. But I would rather someone do that than just ignore me completely. Right. Because we need interaction as human beings.
Right. And okay? So if they say it, of course, that gets me started talking and going.
There, no.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Really.
All right. So far we've done B was be present or be patient, whatever you wanted to write down. A is act with kindness. C is create connections. O is organize your life.
Oh, boy.
All right. Having a clear and organized life can help us find our purpose and drive our participation in meaningful activities.
Can I tell you one of the things on my list from the book that I need to work on?
Is
organizing my life.
There you go.
That was actually, they're like, organize your life. Organize, because that will help you. Clean your mind. Organize your mind. Organize your closet. Organize everything.
Sure, sure.
So, I mean, it went from your mind to your closet. So that's on my list of trying to.
Good.
So you need to tell me how to do that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna talk on this for a moment. So you know I just published a book.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. Called What's Your Bacon? It's the Uncover Your 5 Sizzling Secrets of Business Success. Exactly. But what that covers is this. Is the B is your beliefs, because everything is bacon for me. So it's beliefs. It's your analytics, your crew, your obstacles, and your narrative. Your story, okay? But what's important about it is the way I write the book is knowing that companies are built by and run by people. And so you've got to bring your own being, your person, your narrative, your story into your company. You've got to bring your own beliefs, your values, and your vision into the company. The crew are all these people who have their own wants and desires. So even though the book is about business, it's really great for people to read just in general to understand some stuff. And the reason I brought it up now is in organizing your life is there's a whole section about these great time-saving methodologies that are very, very important. There's a thing called the Eisenhower Matrix, okay? It was the President Eisenhower.
Right.
All right. He created this, and it was just a simple box, and it was four squares. Some of the top were urgent, but the bottom was not that. Gotcha. Then it was important versus not important. And you lay the things out, and the four boxes were do. These are the things you have to do because they're urgent and they're important. Okay. The next box was delay. All right. And that's the stuff that's important, but not urgent. Okay. Then it was delegate. All right, and that's the stuff that is not as important, but urgent.
That someone else could do.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing that is not important and not urgent is delete or dump. So it's do, delay, delegate, or dump. All right, and when you think about all the things you have to do in our life, because what we end up doing is we get flooded. We get so many things on our shoulders. Oh, I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I got to do this. Sorry. what we need to do is just stop for a second and say, what piles do these go into?
So cleaning the house, I could dump it?
Yeah, sure. If that's if you say to yourself, based on everything else, that it's not urgent and it's not important,
okay,
then dump it.
Dump it.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Look at that. All right, Mark. Dumped.
Dumped. Right.
Don't have to clean house.
But there are certain things you need to do. Like, let's just say you get up in the morning. You have to get ready to go to work, right?
I have to feed the dogs and feed the cats and let them out first.
So those are things that are urgent.
Yes.
And important.
Correct.
So you've got to do them.
Yes.
All right? If there's something to say, let's say it's... we need to buy new dog food, more dog food for this evening. Okay.
Ooh.
So it's kind of urgent, but it's not so urgent that you're going to miss work. You're going to, you know, it's got to be done today.
It has to be done after
work. Right. So that might be something that you either delay to after work.
Or delegate and give it to Mark to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. So there you go. So you break it all out. So that's one system that you look at the entire piece. Now, a couple of the other ones I'll do that I really like was, it's called Eating the Frog. Okay.
I think this was one of our first shows we did.
And I was like, I'm not even going to ask you what you would do because you were like, no, I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat the frog. I wouldn't eat the frog. Is it breaded? Is it dipped in sauce? Okay. So what has to happen is it's this, is you view every one of your problems, your duties, your things you have that got to get done. You view them all as different frogs. And you have to say, I have to eat all these frogs today. And one of them is this enormous, giant frog.
Oh, God.
And the other ones are small. Now, these are like gummy frogs. They're not real frogs.
Oh, they're
candy.
Not?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, okay.
Now, one of them is this giant one. Now, what we end up doing, what we tend to do, is we keep putting that one off. We go, oh, I'll eat all the small ones first. Well, I'll keep putting off the big one, the big one, the big one. And then what that does is it creates anxiety through the day because you're looking, going, oh, I got to get to that. I got to get to that. And then if you don't do that, then all of a sudden tomorrow you got two giant frogs to eat. So, the idea here is eat that giant frog, the big frog, first thing. Get the biggest thing out of the way because all the smallest things, even if you can't get them done, I would rather have a small thing carried over till tomorrow than another big thing. So, eat the giant frog. That's the other methodology that you want to help you save some time.
Gotcha.
All right? Now, there is, have you ever heard of time blocking?
I have heard of it.
Okay. And so what it actually does is you take a look at the things you need to do and you fit in stuff like, I'm going to take a break today. I need to take lunch, etc. But you say, I've got to go to the store and buy dog food, right? And you say, well, that's going to take me 30 minutes to go to the store, buy the dog food, get in the car, you know, everything like that. Now, I'm going to take a look at my day. Oh, right after work, I also have to go. I'm in a bocce ball tournament, and I've got to get my nails done, and I've got to, go umbrella shopping or whatever it is that you need to do. So you list all these types of things, and you say, I need to block time for everything. So suddenly, that point of time where you've got to do this, you've got to go dog food shopping, you may say, oh, it fits better to do that at my lunchtime than it does to do it on the way to work or on the way home from work. So what you do is you create the blocks and you arrange your schedule based on those blocks and you stick to them, understanding that at any given time, interruptions happen, they get in your way, and you rearrange those blocks. And you say, all right, well, because this came up, this is something that I thought I could delay, but now it's
urgent.
Now it's urgent and I've got to do it. I have to delay these other things. So you block specific parts of time and you give yourself breaks in there to say, I also want to take lunch. I'm also going to take a break. I just want to chill out, relax, do whatever I need to do. And you just give yourself those little parts of time. So this way you map out your entire day. That works for certain people who can really stick to that. Okay. The one I like is called the Pomodoro method. All right. And what I like about this is when you have a task that you know, oh, I hate doing this. I don't want to do this, but I know I've got to spend an hour doing this. And I'm letting all the interruptions get in my way. Okay. I'm allowing myself to be distracted and pulled in a different direction. The Pomodoro method is this. You give yourself an allotted amount of time. You say, I'm going to work for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it is. And after that, I'm going to give myself a 5-minute treat, a break. So I know that I'm going to set my timer and I'm going to work solid at 30 minutes. In other words, I will not allow myself to be distracted. And if I start to, then I say, nope, nope, nope. I'm gonna allow myself to be distracted in 30 minutes. So you put your head to the, you know, your nose to the grindstone, and you do the work for that 30 minutes or the 20 minutes. The alarm goes off. If you're in the zone and you're really working, you could say skip the break and keep working. But if you want to, then take the 5-minute break. Check, you know, check Facebook, check whatever you want to. 5 minutes are over, another 20 minutes back to it.
The book that I read that I love so much is You Are a Badass.
Yes, yes.
That's what she says.
Exactly.
She said the same thing. She goes, she does it when she was writing the book.
Yep.
She goes, I would just get off track and be on the computer. And she's like, no, I'm going to set my my timer for 20 minutes. I'm going to write for 20 minutes. And then once that's done, she said exactly what you do. If she's on a roll and it's longer than 20 minutes, great.
Go.
But
that's it.
Yeah, she said
so, and so the last thing they do with that is after you do that for 3 times, then award yourself a larger break.
Mm.
Okay? So this way you also have something bigger to look forward to. Okay? So those are different ways that you can organize your life so that you can get these things done. It's most important to follow the book Atomic Habits, which is what you do is you do small things. You make small changes, and you stick to those small changes long enough that they become a habit. Because when you say, I'm going to change the way I do everything completely and disrupt your life, it's very easy to go back to your old ways and go, yeah, that didn't work.
What was it called?
Atomic Habits. Okay. And all it's basically is to say, if you are trying to do something, let's say you're saying, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym and work out 2 hours every week. All right. Well, it's really easy to go, I'm not going to work out 2 hours. Who am I kidding, right? So what you do is you make small changes to it. You say, the first thing, I'm going to join the gym. I'm going to go to the gym, find out the gym. I'm going to discover which gym I go. I'm going to try to determine what's the best time for me. What I'm going to do is promise myself that I'm going to go to the gym and just work out for 15 minutes. And it's going to be silly that I'm just going to go in and work for 15 minutes, all right? You start doing something so small that that becomes a regular thing. Like every day before work, go to the gym and work out for 15 minutes. And you're like, I can barely get anything done in 15 minutes. So you start saying, since I'm there, I'll extend that a little bit, right? So you make those little changes first, one little change at a time until it becomes a habit, the thing you really want to do. All right?
All righty.
All right. So that's the O in organize your life.
Oh, we have 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got the N.
All right. And the N, the last one is nurture your passions.
Aww.
Okay. And that is you find purpose in all those kinds of things that you do. You must nurture everything that's important to you. Is take time to reflect on what you do, why it brings you joy. Ask yourself why it brings you joy. Okay. Sometimes we just, I just enjoy doing that. And if you don't pay attention to it, like I was talking about holding the cup of coffee or holding that cup of tea, if you don't take a moment to say, I really love the way this smells. I love the way it feels on my hands. I love the way when I blow on it, the steam blows across my glasses. I love the way that it tastes that very first sip. I love the way that it immediately makes me feel like there's something in that tea that gives me, like, clears up my sinuses really quickly or something like that. But just enjoy every part of it. So that's what we mean about nurturing our passion. Okay, so that was our bacon today. Was be present. A is always act with kindness. C is create connections. O is organize your life. And N is nurture your passion.
Mm.
All right? And so when you think about this, what it comes down to is this, is there are plenty of things in life that we find pleasure in, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Even
a scoop of ice cream. But those things that you can find real purpose in, something whether it's truly bringing me joy, it's making me feel I've worked hard and the work I've done is worth something because I was able to get to this point. If things like that, that's the purpose, that makes that pleasure even more intense. And when you can discover it, get up off your ass and actually participate. Go ahead and do it. Stop talking about doing those things and actually go ahead and do it.
Okay, people, if you don't know this, he's actually talking to me about me.
No, not you, Tifferoo. All right, so Tiff, it looks like we are at the top of the hour. So thank you so much. Thanks. I'm glad my cough seemed to go away there for a while.
Of course,
so
when the show's gone.
Yeah, done. Thank you for saving me so many times during the show. And everyone, tune in next week. We're going to be talking about Stoicism. All right.
Ooh, that's a big word.
That's going to be an awesome word. But we talked about that a little bit when we talked about Greek philosophers in a previous show. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about. And if you missed any of this show, but you're still for some reason listening in, tune into our podcast, Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. All right. With that, Tiff, I'm going to say goodnight. So say goodnight, Tiffany.
Goodnight, Tiffany.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.